John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
We are billions of beautiful hearts, and you sold us down the river too far. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answer?
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Thank you very much for coming. My name is Jimmy.
Shit.
I blew that almost immediately. Told him exactly who I was. It was a whole thing. They were going to try and guess. It's like one of those gang movies where I disguise my voice and my face. We're going to do the lineups and all that stuff. Jake, how you doing?
Everything we do on the pregame show.
Boobak, we'd like a pregame show
Formal
song.
Formal request. We will talk to you. We're ready for a pregame show song.
Because all of our songs that I think won't get us in trouble get us in trouble.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that gets picked up.
Well,
the real music.
You think it was the real music?
I think so.
Damn. Only 900 views. I thought it was just a cover.
We'll see. Zach, how are you?
Jake, good to
see
you.
Your favorite
here.
Fictional Zach. Morris?
I wasn't big on
Banks.
Saved by the Bell. Yeah.
Zach from Tool Time?
From Tool Time. I kind of like that.
From Hocus Pocus?
I like Hocus Pocus a lot. I might go with that.
Isn't that Banks? Zachary Banks?
My nickname.
I don't think it's actually a Zachary. I think it's a
Thackeray. Thackeray.
Which threw me off. I used to think it was Zachary, but.
And then you were like, yeah. Fuck, there's a cooler name than Zach out there. It's
Thackeray.
Thackeray.
Yeah, really made me feel less of my own name.
Fictional Zacks. Isn't there a Power Ranger named Zach?
Is there?
Yeah.
So. Sounds like a red Power Ranger name, but that's not right.
It's a later generation.
Is it the black Power Ranger named Zach?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jake, have you seen the lineup? I haven't seen it yet.
I have seen the lineup.
And what do you think about it?
It's good. There's a talking point that I believe will be addressed by Boone pregame. We'll see. We'll give our best guesses at it.
Oh, okay. Let me go check it out then.
Yeah. Read it for the people.
Okay. The lineup for the Yankees game today, game three against the Rangers, is as follows. DJ LeMay, who's leading off, playing second base. Luke Voit is at first base. Aaron Judge is DHing again. Gio Urshela is at third base. Gleyber Torres is at shortstop. Miguel Andujar is in left field. Brett Gardner's in center field. Higashioka is catching. And Ryan Lamar in right field. So, Clint getting the timeout treatment.
Or
he's hurt.
That's what we'll find out in a little bit, because they got to ask Boone. Clint sitting back-to-back days. Yeah, I don't know. I'm almost expecting to hear. They'll say one of the two, right? Because they've done the double rest day.
Black Ranger was Zach.
When someone's been slumping. Or we've seen people sit 2 days in a row and we go, uh-oh, what's Boone going to say?
It's more of an uh-oh. That
uh-oh, upper body stuff.
Judge DHing, again, is more of an uh-oh. But I do think they might just be sneaking that because they can.
I think it's just the bodies they're going to play. You might as well DH Judge.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So we don't have any quotes from Boone on it. I have all the beat reporters on a thread, so I'll just...
Clint has neck stuff from Julie H. in the chat from Meredith.
So Clint, they're dealing with a bit of a neck issue. And Odor's on the paternity list. He came back for one day and then we had a kid.
I'm excited for him.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Good job, Rugi.
His wife gave birth to a baby girl last night. Well, he comes back. He has a good game.
He's a hero.
I think he induced labor because his wife was so celebratory.
No.
She was cheering on the plays.
I don't
think one bounce too many. Splat.
Glaber.
Oh.
It induced Glaber. He's back from the COVID IL. He'll be your starting shortstop. So is that the transaction they made? Rugnid goes to the paternity list and Glaber is activated. That's hilarious.
That's easy.
That's hysterical.
Was Glaber
Ford?
Yeah, he was on the COVID IL. Yeah.
Just borrowed time.
Wow. That is cool.
That's great.
So Boone said, neck things. I don't know if it's stiffness or what.
Yeah.
Now, first I say, okay, they're making up like a bullshit injury to give him a breather, and they don't want to say he's benched because we know Clint's confidence and is all fragile.
Sure.
But if you were doing that route and doing a fake injury to cover for a rest, you would come up with a lie that's like a solid injury. You wouldn't say, I don't know if it's stiffness or what, but it's something with the neck. I think you'd be like, yeah, he's out.
I think it's something. If this was anybody besides Clint, we'd be saying, okay, what is this injury? But I think this is injury that sounds like Yankees injury talk.
Well, yeah, I mean,
stuff.
Gary got straight up benched for a couple games early in the season.
Right, but they admitted that.
I don't think they'd admit it with Clint.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for any other Yankee, we'd be saying, if they sat for 2 days and then we'd find out there was an injury, we'd say, ah, this is exactly what the Yankees do every time.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
He's been the worst outfielder in baseball, so it's not, like, shocking if he gets benched for a couple games.
Yeah. Yeah. Andujar swung a good stick.
Oh, Andujar's got
but,
the job.
You know, it goes back into the Ryan Lamar thing we talked about the other day. Like, if that's not true, it's still a waste to play Ryan Lamar.
I agree with that.
So that's – no, I know what you're saying, but I don't think that's the mindset.
Well, if they had
I do like Feo's theory. He's a pain in the neck. So that's the spin.
If you're into body language, Boone, I think, would that's very much spin. Consider Clint a pain in the neck. Yeah. He hasn't smiled towards him in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, a good lineup. I'm not going to be annoying anymore about the lineups.
Cool.
Turning a new leaf.
Huge.
Ford got 2 hits yesterday.
Yeah.
Still, all my points still stand, but whatever.
Okay.
Just should start him again today.
Believe that?
Don't care. Who's the bench?
The bench would be Mike Ford, Gary Sanchez, Tyler Wade, and Clint.
The Odor paternalis is kind of like
hilarious.
Like Ford.
Ford getting a couple more days.
Or I mean, we don't know. We're guessing Ford, I would hope. It could have been Ford. Could have been Lamar, and you put Wade to the backup outfielder in Lamar's role.
Yeah, I mean, I think they want Lamar playing
center
field.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, could have been. But I would 100%
imagine. Andujar is a starting left fielder.
Yeah, so I would have guessed, but yeah, so Ford stays. Pinch hit him today. Why not?
Have to.
How long is paternity leave?
Ryan Lamar, bang.
How long is MLB paternity leave? I think it's like a week, but you don't have guys don't take
that. I think
it's
like 5 days, but you can do whatever you want.
Okay. Do you have a what to watch for?
My what to watch for, the Klubots on the mound. We haven't mentioned that. He's trying to bounce back from a mass start, 6 innings, 4 runs.
3 days, that's all it is.
It's all Andujar season, man. Oh, baby. Back-to-back singles in the same spot. No helicopter swing, but a powerful signature swing of sorts. And, man, I am a little surprised. I'm an emotional man, but when Andujar does it and looks right, I mean, you feel the emotion. Like, you feel 2018, and you're like, oh, that was so cool watching him barrel balls every day. And, man, who knows, dude? It's still so early this season. Every Clint homer, we've hoped it's been a hot streak. We've seen Higgy have 3 good games to start the season. Andujar, I don't know. Nobody knows. But, man, you can even hear it in Kaster's voice on the broadcast. Like, there's some memories with Andujar we've kind of buried because the defense was bad. And then we just haven't seen him hit in a couple years. But, man, sound like the the Wedding Crasher speech when he's like, "When man, but when that crazy redhead starts going, that fires something up in me."
Zach, Sack, whatever his last name is.
Sack.
It's also Zach, Wedding Crashers.
Oh,
Sack.
That.
His
okay.
nickname is Sack. Character name Sack. Is Zachary
Sack
Lodge.
Sack Master.
Are you on a list of fictional Zacks right now?
Yeah, he's ranked as the number 11 most popular fictional Zack.
Years of Lodge family I like breeding.
I got to tell you, Zach, the list of fictional Zacks sucks.
It's I can't imagine it'd be very good because not a lot come to mind immediately.
The one of the twins from Sweet Life is the number one.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Zach Mooneyham, which I like amazing last name, but I don't know who that is.
Zach. What's your what to watch for again?
My what to watch. Oh, Zach Mooneyham is the fucking guitarist from School of Rock. That's the third most famous fictional Zach. Hollywood hates the name Zach. We got to get deeper. Guardy. Brett Gardner has the hit and the triple in game one, runs down that ball in the first inning yesterday, putting the speed on display. I don't know like if the numbers say he's getting any hotter or like what did he do at the plate? I don't even know that yesterday.
He had a single in his first at-bat, I believe.
But he's going to get run here with Zick. Hicks being out. That Zach on the mind turning Zach everything into Hicks. A Z name. So, like, Guardy, let's splash
Splat.
The speed somewhere else today. Like, how about a stolen base or a first to home or first to third on a really close play? Let's showcase the speed in another way. Because you got the triple. You got the really nice catch. One more. Two-game hitting streak? Holy smokes. He's on fire.
Might as well.
They're facing a pitcher that never seen before and who has only started one game.
I think he's a reliever, right? He was up in the bullpen for them. So it's an opener?
I don't know. He's every time he's pitched, he's thrown 60 or 50-plus pitches.
Okay.
So he's been like a bulk guy coming in. Every bullpen other start, he's been a bulk guy.
Right.
And then one time he got the start against Minnesota. He hasn't been, like, great because he doesn't pitch like a lot of innings, but he also hasn't.
It's the name Yang?
Yang. He hasn't blown a game for them yet. So, interested to see how deep he gets into this Yankees lineup and all that. Seeing a pitcher for the first time, a Korean pitcher, a veteran who just came over from Korea.
Yang. Okay.
I'm going to check out his StatCast, see what kind
check
of pitches he's throwing.
Check out the pitch mix in the StatCast.
33 years old. Four-seam fastball, 50% of the time. Changeup, 25. Slider, 23.
How fast is that heater?
89 miles per hour.
Beauty.
Average.
So it's either going to be a great night or a horrible night.
If he gets the best of them, it's going to feel awful watching it happen. Guy doesn't touch 90.
Be cool if Glaber's good. It's like kind of unfair.
Very unfair. Didn't even get hurt.
Yeah. But that's also, you could put that in the, like, better chance to be okay. Comment.
What if the Yankees analytics team, like, Glaber comes out
maybe
like
maybe they just love it. He's so rested.
He comes out like a ball on fire, right?
He's rested.
And they're like, shit.
We got
to
rest.
Judge, your turn. You go to the hotel. You're quarantined for 10 days. Don't talk to anyone. Don't do anything. Just lay on the bed.
Just lay.
Mandatory bed rest.
No sex.
We'll have to ask Glaber.
You're isolated, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
I don't.
You ever seen Blade Runner?
I don't think so.
Second
just,
one?
Just bits and pieces.
Okay. Well.
Like the second Blade Runner or the new the Blade
new
Runner
Blade
remake?
Runner.
Okay.
The no, new the,
remake.
The one with Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds Gosling.
Reynolds, yeah. Yeah.
What are you staring at?
What do you got on Kluber? Pitching path to victory. How long do you think Kluber's going to go?
I could see Kluber going six of this game, I think. Actually, again, and I had a conversation with a very important person today and said, this Texas lineup is a little better than you think. I mean, Kiner Falefa's been hitting in the seventh hole. Chris Davis makes an appearance today, hitting sixth. But, man, a lot of guys on their team are having solid season so far. So,
did you see how slow Willie Calhoun ran after that ball and left?
DH.
It looked like he was taking like running.
Willy.
Looked like he was running the tire drill in football practice. Just like short, short steps.
Little legs, time, no speed.
I was like, what are you doing?
Tough combo. I'm excited for Kluber. I want to see this Texas lineup. I mean, still not scary. I mean, Gallo's supposed to be the guy that scares you. Garcia looks awesome, though. But, man, he can navigate this lineup if his stuff is there. And I would... Again, Kluber didn't have an awful start. Six innings pitch, four in runs. But if he has an upper echelon starting pitcher, like, has the bounce back day. Like, next Garrett Cole start, we're going to be hyping ourselves up. Like, he feels bad, bad start, he's going to go. If Kluber's got that gear this year, man, it really makes him exciting. And then if it doesn't go well today, we're going to have dark thoughts about Corey Kluber again. And that's... as A-Rod says, baseball.
Now, there is a little redemption from these Rangers.
Yeah, his ex.
They traded for him.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt.
But maybe he just appreciates that they traded for him?
Revenge from the Rangers against him.
The Rangers want revenge.
He feels guilty. He might throw some get-me-over fastballs just to make good.
Yeah, I mean, Gallo... Kiner, Falefa, those are the guys. Know what I'm excited to see today? I think we're going to watch one of our friends pitch.
Oh, yeah?
We haven't seen Hearn yet.
I am excited about that.
Yeah, Taylor Hearn, Rangers reliever, friend of ours.
Hearn Hunch.
Handsome, tall, lefty.
So what about the bullpen?
Yanks are going to go Tyone 2. Did they use Lick yesterday? No, right?
They're going to start with Kluber.
Tyone was yesterday.
Yes, yes.
They're going to go to Lick first, right? Lick wasn't used yesterday?
They went Wandy yesterday, right?
I think they went Wandy.
They
over
went,
Lickie.
Yeah, because it was the Greasers. Someone tweeted at you, and then I laughed, and then I used it in my post game because. Wandy, Chad, and Johnny, the Greasers.
Yeah, Johnny Laza. They are Greasers. I'd look for Kluber and... How about this? Kluber and Litke combined for 7.
Okay.
And then Chad and Chappie can still go, right?
Mm-hmm. Chad only threw 15 yesterday. He can still go.
So, yeah. I think that's the formulator.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to use Wilson, but he's available. It's not part of the winning plan right now.
Not part of the winning plan.
Litke's definitely going to go. King could go, maybe. I don't think he's part of this plan, though. But
That's probably if Kluber has to come out early because, I mean, they had Johnny Laza up early yesterday, which was that was pretty wild.
Sessa's also available in that role.
Ooh, the Cessna. But, yeah, I think Litke plays pretty good off Kluber. I mean, yeah, Calhoun, Lowe, Gallo. I think they might have... balance their lineup a little bit more because they might be expecting Litke.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think they think about that at all?
I think a little bit. Like, if you don't actually care where your lineup lands. So, like, instead of having Lowe and Gallo back-to-back, they put Garcia between them today.
They might not be like, we think Litke's going to pitch. And they might just be like, they got Wandy, Litke, and Wilson.
They didn't do it the first games.
Yeah, maybe they didn't realize and they checked out the...
Like, oh, my God, how did we do this?
Who's this team got?
Uh-huh.
Hyun Hyang, I think.
On the bullet, please.
Those aren't the words, but it's the
sounded
kind
of like it, though.
Yeah.
It's Kings of Leon.
That's like half the songs that you perform.
Wow, shots fired.
Oh, really, Zach? Why don't you tell Jimmy the news?
The news? I've got a new Jake cam. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Dainty Jake.
Dainty, yeah.
Oh, that dainty.
That's
Jake.
Funny. Every time he sings, dainty him.
Zach, tell him what text you got today.
My friend Nick, who plays guitar for my band.
Fake or real?
Real.
Okay.
Not fake.
Okay.
He texted me today. He wants to come see the Yanks play the White Sox on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, definitely come through. I'll go to that with you. And he said, bring Jake and we can audition him. I promptly responded with, don't give him that opportunity.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I have a band audition this weekend, so why don't you shut your butt?
Do you know that I'm also auditioning?
No.
To be your personal manager?
No.
They said the only way we'll allow Jake in the band is if he has a Wrangler. So that's me.
Wrangler.
Yeah, and they gave me a leash.
You have a Wrangler. So.
It's like those sticky hands.
Eat your butt,
but
man.
But it's like an adult version of those sticky hands.
In a band.
I throw it at you, it sticks. Goop. You're not in the band yet, you have to audition.
Yeah.
Jim, what do you, do you have anything planned?
I crush auditions. I'm just going to show my range.
Yeah. Okay. You said you had a bigger range than Freddie Mercury at one time. You said that to me.
In Sexual Partners.
Yeah. He said in more ways than one.
No limits. No ceilings.
Yeah.
Never seen Freddie Mercury rap Lil Wayne. Have you?
I don't think they crossed paths.
How do you mean?
So no?
So I don't think he would have known any Lil Wayne.
Simple no would work.
No.
You ever see a Jimi Hendrix play?
Not live.
Me neither.
Blaze.
What's the next thing we have to do? Homer draft? Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Boom, ba ba bam, 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 bam. Boom, ba ba boom, ba ba boom, ba boom. Ba da 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 da. No one got any homers yesterday. The Ford Lamar Ruggie Gardner choices fell short.
Ford gave one a ride. Ruggie had a good foul ball.
Yeah, I have had two game. Warning track shots.
Cool beans, man.
Zach actually keeps
zero
track of those.
0 points.
No, and Zach, because like he actually keeps that. He gives it a .01, and he says if you get enough, you get one. Oh, he showed me. Zach, I was like, Zach, this is too much work.
Speak for that.
I go first. And with my first pick, I will be taking Voit.
Luke?
Yeah, Luke Voit. Lewis Linwood Voit.
That's good.
Because he hit a home run in the first game, and it was a bomb.
Bomber.
And now he's playing again, and you haven't taken him yet, so I get the opportunity to block him from you.
It's true.
And he's a good pick.
Good ball player. That's what a ball player does.
So go ahead, take Glaber and Gio, and let's keep it moving.
No, unfortunately, that's not the pick. You've got none of it. The picks today are David John LeMahieu.
You already picked him.
That's not true.
And where are you seeing that?
I will take Miguel Andujar.
Interesting. Good picks, I guess.
Yeah?
You think Andujar can hit a home run?
Sure can.
I saw his first ever home run.
That's cool.
With my second pick, I'm taking Judge.
It's a good pick.
Taking Judge.
It's a good pick. Big day.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yang.
No, this is actually an awesome anniversary for Judge.
This is actually an awesome anniversary for Judge. It's what you said.
Today is May 18th. Zach, whose picks do you like better?
Feeling Jimmy's picks today.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. Because you think he should have went Glaber.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Thought about it. Had the right answer. Prepared.
Now, are you upset knowing that if you went Glaber, you would have got Zach's love?
I don't think so. Zach's a sucker for Judge, unless I pick him.
What happens if you pick him?
I don't know if that's ever been true.
Zach coils up and says, well, you know, I know you think I'd agree with your pick today, Jake.
That's actually exactly how Zach sounds to me as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Historically, Judge, on May 18th.
I mean, mine was just a bad impression. He
took
actually took a dig at you.
It's
kind of messed up.
Going to reevaluate mine.
You guys thought that was a bad accent?
That was a bad impression, yeah.
I thought that was cool.
I mean,
I'd love to hang out with a guy who talks like that.
Okay.
Historically, Judge is 248.
250.
On May 18th.
It's It's an anniversary. Been told.
Not of his playing days.
It's no, like it's just an important anniversary.
Yes. Yes. An important personal anniversary. What do you got?
Thought about unscrewing your hand.
What's in there, you think?
I don't know.
That's from Southern California.
Some people have hands like this.
It's tiny little frail hands.
God, my hands are meaty. Those Yerman hands.
What do you think the over-under is?
The over-under for this game, Corey Kluber versus the Texas Rangers and Yang. I would guess it probably lands around 9.
I was going to say 9.5, but I'll go 9. 9. I'm with Jake. 9. 9. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you think that they emailed me the real?
Yes. Game time insights from DraftKings.
Guts.
Do you have it?
Boom, boom, boom.
Corey Kluber, I think he's kind of good. Do we get junk from Texas? Do they roll on Yang, or does Yang dominate them?
I'm taking the over. Yankees offense is exploding today.
You think so? That inning got him going?
Yeah. Well, Odor, and then Odor's going to have a kid.
I know, but he's not there today.
Yeah, but he FaceTimed him pictures of his kid.
He lit the spark.
His kid came out full beard. They said, you got to shave that thing, man.
Can't start a fire. Can't start a fire without a spark.
They actually. No, that Zach's friend. That's real. Ryan. What was his name?
Nick,
the guitarist.
He said that Dueling Dillons is a U2 thing.
Yeah.
So he'd rather you scrap that because he knows that he's not involved in Dueling Dillons. And he thinks that if you do Dueling Dillons, you'll rub
he
it
wants
in.
Wants to see my range.
So you go from Dylan to your other best impression, which is.
Yep. It's
Louis Armstrong.
Well, it is Louis Armstrong.
Scooby Doo.
That's his best.
Louis Armstrong doing Scooby Doo.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like Scoob.
What did you take?
You're a little boy.
I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the over. I already said it.
Okay.
How much of the percentage?
I want Kluber to be good.
I want Kluber to be good.
I would guess 64% over on the Yankees. Over.
64% over? Yeah. Yeah, it's 60% of the bets and 61% of the money. What about the just Yankees versus Rangers? Yankees are favored.
By 1.5.
1.5.
So 1.5, they're probably 87%.
77.
Okay.
77 of the handle and the bets. So everyone's just betting straight up.
Go Yanks.
Win.
Could you get a premonition right? For once.
Did you see Lamar's homer yesterday?
Caviar and cigarettes. The line that you remembered from that Queen song was caviar and cigarettes.
I heard some others.
It's my diet as a youth, Zach.
Ah. Expensive.
Well, he wasn't paying for it. He was just finding buds on the ground.
This killer queen jump on the
is eating the cigarettes. Can you close? Can you just shut up so I can get a fucking premonition?
What's
here?
Your premo?
Premo? Oh my god, you had some real funny tweets yesterday that went unnoticed.
Fire tweets.
Yeah, you did.
I was electric.
I was upset.
I was so tired and weak from the Yankees.
No. No, but Jake.
Yeah.
You had two tweets.
To the what? Were the good? I had some fire tweets yesterday.
Your tweet about Odor calling
yeah.
Lamar Talkman
yeah.
was fantastic.
He might not know.
He might not. I mean, before he got injured, it was Talkman wearing number 39 with eye black in center field.
Very similar look.
And then when he came back, it's a new guy. Like, no, there's a lot of, like, that
there
might be real.
There is a percentage chance.
And you know what was the funniest part about that tweet by you? That made me laugh really hard. When you did a fake conversation between the two of them.
Yeah.
And so Lamar goes, did you get the tag down? Because they were reviewing it. Yeah. And you have Odor responding, sure did. Always do. Ha ha. Yeah. And that cracked me up. So always do.
Never not gotten the tag down.
And then you have Lamar saying, yeah, you do. You the man, Ricky. Dude, this tweet cracked me up.
It's a good tweet.
And then, flames. Yep, see you later, Talkman. So that was
Lamar's
really good.
Just crushed.
I didn't see that you posted a GIF of me. That's funny.
Yeah. When Luizaga was warming up, it was like, what? Down 3-0, Tyone with two runners on.
Oh, man.
That's for the Talking Yanks finale episode tomorrow.
Oh, and then your other tweet with Andujar and Gio.
Yeah.
Talking, and you said, you have Andujar saying, I played so bad, they put me in left. You played so good, they put you at short. That's really funny, too. Some good stuff. And you guys follow
good
him.
Content.
At Talking Jake. You'll get some bad ones, too, though.
Oh, most of it. You got to sort through it. It's like the Queen song before. You'll get some caviar and cigarettes, but the rest is just kind of like a blob.
Like this one?
What?
This isn't bad.
That was a good tweet.
What's the context?
I'm doing a bad tweet. And Fulte just gave up back-to-back doubles.
Oh, okay, yeah. Double trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. That one was bad. 30 likes, no reach. It's one comment.
Hashtag I'm joking. That's hysterical.
That's a good reply, I guess. LOL, I'm joking. All right. I'm trying to figure out a premonition here. Quit talking about how funny you are.
Could you make your premonition?
Yeah.
Dennis Retti!
Higgy's going to complain about a pitch.
Ooh.
And you know what's sick about it?
Ooh.
I think he does it while catching. I think you get, like, a turn and look.
Dude, like, is it, like, after a walk?
It's, like, just after a pitch that, like, he doesn't get called a strike, and he does
so
the,
that's
like...
not there?
Yeah. Just, like, kind of like, what?
I'm putting dents in this.
Dents. Why?
I can do it. You get it now.
You ever tried it this way?
Like, I think you could put a hole in it by doing that. I think there's a hug today.
A hug, huh?
I think there's a hug today. I don't know if Voit gets back in the hug game or if it's someone happy to see Glaber, but there's a nice hug today.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Maybe Gary gives Higgy a hug after a nice play.
Mm.
But there's a hug today.
When's Nevin get to come back?
I said, hope you're feeling better.
Did he respond?
No, he followed me, though.
After you tweeted that?
Yeah.
That's
that
cool.
One kid in the comments kind of blew it.
What'd he say? He would have held Judge at third. No, yeah, need.
Get out of here, man.
No need.
You don't need that right now. You don't need that energy. Woohoo. Thanks, everybody.
See you guys. Goodbye.